out there in the middle of that goddamn desert.
Well, what kind of labor work was it? Working in the fields or what? Sugar beet fields?
Well, in other words, we worked in the fields, plus worked on in the factory. Because without the sugar beets, the factory wouldn't have been no good. So all of us had to work 2 days a week, I think, out in the fields.
To bring the crop in.
Yeah, to bring the crop in, and then we worked 6 days a week. Uh-huh. Then we worked 4 days on filling the plant.
Uh-huh. Were you there when the refinery was all completed and they refined the sugar?
No, I left 31 days after I hit there.
Then what did you do?
Went to Salt Lake City.
That's where you're a motorman?
Yeah, that's where I went to work on the streetcars.
And you worked as a motorman how long there in Salt Lake City?
I was a conductor there.
A conductor, I'm sorry.
And, I think we were in Salt Lake almost 2 years, and we separated there.
But you worked as a motorman all that time?
As a conductor. No,
or rather, conductor.
Part of the time I worked, to start with, I got a job in the mill, cabin shop. And after 2 or 3 weeks, I hurt my back. And I had to get that job up, and I finally got on the streetcars. And of course, we separated there, and she went to Denver.
And you stayed in Salt Lake?
And I stayed in Salt Lake for about 3 months, and then, like a damn fool, I quit there. And
those conductor jobs were supposed to be pretty good jobs, weren't they?
28 cents an hour.
And what, that would be 1919?
About 1919. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was during the First World War.
Then you went back to Denver.
Then I went to Denver. Then I...
What'd you do in Denver?
Got a job at Howard Planing Mill.
Howard Planing Mill?
Yeah, our mill, General Mill.
Uh-huh.
And we built door frames and doors and windows and stairways. We built everything to make a home. And that's where I cut my hand off.
I see. That you cut your hand off there in Denver at the Howard Planing Mill there.
Yeah.
And then you were out of a job then when you lost your hand or your fingers?
No, I still stay on the job. I was off the job for 5 weeks. I went back and went in the office. And, done the billing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But after about 6 months in there, I got tired of that and wanted to go back out in the mill. Because I could still work. So I went back out and worked in the mill for a while. And then we separated again.
This was about what year then?
1923, I think it was.
23.
And we separated there. I lived with some girl for 6 or 8 months. Got tired of that. And then I left. Went back to Independence, Oklahoma. That's where I met Alice. That's where we got.
What were you doing in Independence? Cabinet work?
No, I just went through there.
Oh, I see. You didn't have a job then?
I didn't have a job then. And I picked up my mother and took her down to Homer's as my older brother.
Where was he then?
He was down at Blackwell, Oklahoma.
Doing what?
He was working for some oil company pipeline.
And what did you do there?
Well, I got a job in the mill in Tulsa. And then on our way down there, we stopped at Uncle Garrett to see Clayton. And something said about, mother asked my aunt or Alice. Of course, my mother, she knew Alice, you see, when she was a long time before I did. And, she says she's living with, I said, how far does Clay live from here? Oh, Greg said about 30 miles. And I said, I haven't seen him for a few years. I said, supposing to get our chores done, and they lived on a farm, you know. And I had a car. I said, supposing they get a chore done, we drive over and see Clay this evening. And then my mother said, the aunt says, where's Alice? And she said, well, she's living with Clay right now. I said, how old is she? 19. I said, oh, hell, I'm going to marry her. We got over at 8:30 and we were engaged the next morning.
The next morning?
Yeah. I stayed there for 3 days, went down to Tulsa and got me a job in the mill. Went back up 2 weeks later and we got married. That's the way it's been ever since. That was 1924.
Well, after you got married, where'd you go? Did you stay there?
No, that's when we, I stayed in Tulsa for 4 or 5 months. I was getting $4.10 a day. And a guy wanted me to come down to Okanagan and go on business for the United States then. And so I went down, I quit my job, went down there. And we went into that pig stand together. That lasted about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. And I saw right then that him and I wasn't going to get along. So one morning I just put Alice in the car. She was pregnant then. Put Alice in the car and we went to Blackwell. Stopped and saw Homer.
There's some Blackwells in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Well, he wanted to... I guess he had a little money saved up or something. But anyhow, he wanted me to go in business there and put in a pig stand. And Alice says, no, says we've got all this that we want. So I went on to Wichita and got a job in the mill.
What kind of a mill?
Plain mill. Woodwork. Cabbage shop. General Mill.
Where's it, Edward?
That's where we stayed. Bob was born there. And when he was a year old, we went to back to Denver.
Back to Denver or Colorado Springs?
Oh, Denver. And I went back to work. See, in other words, Helen Howard gave me a lifetime job. You know, after I got hurt. They just give me a lifetime job, not on contract, but just verbal. But anyhow, I went back. I went right back to work, but they put in a new superintendent from the time I got hurt until I went back. And of course he worked, I don't know what his last name was, but his first name was Fred. He was just one of the workers when I was there the first time, but anyhow, he became superintendent. And him and I never did like each other.
What was the name of the company?
Halleck and Howard.
Halleck and Howard?
Lumber Company, yeah.
Lumber Company.
And so I quit there and got the job with the Alexander Aircraft.
That's where you got into the
aircraft. That's where I got into the aircraft.
What year was that?
must have been about 20. Well, Bob was 2 years old. So it must have been about 1925. And then we had a car there, and that was
later than that if Bob was 2 years old, wasn't it?
Well, he was born in, about 25, 26, something like that. But anyhow, J.D. wasn't born yet. So that's the reason I know that Bob was only about 2 years old. And then we had a car there in Denver, and then the plant moved to Colorado Springs. So we moved down there.
Now that fire you're talking about, that's where you said that those guys were trapped in that building and they were...
No, that was in Denver.
Huh?
That was in Denver.
Yeah, that was in Denver.
Well, it really wasn't Denver, it was some little suburb just outside of Denver. But anyhow, we were...
Alexander Aircraft?
Alexander Aircraft. Well, Alexander Film Company is actually the name of it.
Alexander Film Company?
Yeah, they made films. That was their business, their main business. This airplane was just a hobby. There were two brothers.
And his
aircraft was just, that was just a hobby as far as they were concerned.
Single engine aircraft, huh?
Yeah, they made their money in films. They made advertising, they advertised. Years ago, back in those days, they, on film, it was advertising. And then I stayed with them until 1929. That's when I come out here.
What? Oh, wait a minute. little confused. If JB was in Colorado Springs, was this aircraft plant in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, we moved from Denver to Colorado Springs after this fire. See, after we had the fire, why, Alexander was offered, a couple 300 acres there north of Colorado Springs if he built his plant down there. So he went down there and built his plant and then moved us all down there.
Now the plant was still a film?
Yeah, he still made films.
But it wasn't making airplanes anymore?
No, we were making airplanes.
Still making airplanes?
Yeah.
You remember the name of the airplane?
Eagle Rock.
The what?
Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock Airplane.
Yeah. And,
one engine airplane.
Yeah.
But what were they built for? What were the planes built for?
Just passengers.
Oh, how many passengers did they?
Two.
Two passengers.
Two, just two passengers. Open cockpit. And,
biplanes or single
planes? Biplanes.
Biplanes.
And, there were two brothers. One of them, was a salesman, and the other one was a manufacturer. So the manufacturer sold them to his brother for $1,500 a piece. I don't think I said 15,000. $1,500 a piece is what he sold that airplane for. And the other brother sold them for $2,500.
Did they fly?
Did they fly? Sure they flew. Yeah, we built 1,500 in one of them.
What kind of materials did you have on the wings?
The wood. It was a wood ring with fabric on it.
Fabric on it.
And that's where we had. That's the reason we had this fire. We had what they call a dope room. Very explosive.
Dope? What?
Dope.
Dope.
In other words, they put linen. The wood. The wing was built with wood. And then it was covered with linen. And then it was doped and became tight, you know, and hard. You know, it made a regular wing out of it.
Remember what kind of engines you had on them?
Well, there was two or three different kinds. They had the Wright Whirlwind.
The Wright Whirlwind?
Yeah, that was an air-cooled motor. Air-cooled motor,
yeah.
There was
two or three different
kinds of motors. And then that's where we built the first low-wing monoplane that was ever built in the United States.
And what was it called?
The Bullet.
The Bullet.
Yeah. And we could never get it tested. It killed six pilots.
Six test pilots were killed, huh?
Killed.
Structural defect.
It would get into a spin.
Aerodynamics.
Because according to the honest ad, according to the law at that time, in order to go through a test, it had to make six turns to the right and six turns to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Straight down.
Mm-hmm.
But it never come out of a left-hand spin.
What was your job there?
I was in the research department on that plane.
And
I was the engineer designer, the right-hand man in the research department at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I had run a mill. I run a
yeah, but you were in the engineering department designing the plane.
Yeah. And the designer, he was only 29 years old, and him and I flew it all the time. Neither one of us had license. But we flew it, but we just flew it straight. We didn't test it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where I done all my flying. I done a lot of flying.
Mm-hmm.
Both in the biplane and all. Yeah.
Stick and rudders?
Yeah, and all we had was just a... We didn't have all this damn reef.
Well, I know, you didn't have
equipment.
But you had a compass and the gas gauge and
the gas gauge and the throttle
and the rudders.
And a rudder, and you work with your feet and your wings, you know, you work, you have a steering gear, you work back and forth for your ailerons out here.
Mm-hmm. And then did that fold?
Huh?
Did that plant fold or did you just leave?
In 1929, it quit.
Yeah. And then that's when you left from Colorado?
That's when I left and come out here.
To Alhambra or... No,
well, we lived at Huntington Park for a while.
Huntington Park, and...
And then we went to Linwood. And then in 1930, we went to Alhambra.
1930, you went to Alhambra. Mm-hmm.
Stayed there until 1954.
Because Doretta was born in...
She was born in Linwood.
Well, she didn't say Linwood. It's another little town.
Oh, she wasn't born in Linwood. We lived in Linwood.
Yeah.
She was born in Artesia.
Artesia. How come she was born in Artesia? The doctor was there?
Well, we just happened to get all of, in other words, Ellis at that time had a cousin that was there, and we kind of run around with them, and this doctor, I think it was her doctor to start with, and anyhow, he was recommended to us, and that's what we...
You remember the doctor's name?
Not offhand.
I just wanted to remember the doctor's name. Then, Jetta was born in Artesia, and then you moved back to Alhambra.
Yeah, we're...
Linwood or Alhambra?
Huh?
Moved from Artesia. No, he lived in Linwood, but you went to the doctor in Artesia.
Yeah.
Then after you left Linwood, you moved to Alhambra.
Right.
And where did you live first in Alhambra?
On Park Street.
On Park Street.
That down, well, just south of the railroad track. You know where the depot was?
No.
But you know where the railroad track was, just south of
yeah.
Well, we were there on, well, it was just half a block east of Garfield on Park Street. Park Street was only 2 blocks long.
Remember the name of the, did you own the home or were you
no, just
rented right. it? You don't remember the name of the address or anything like
no.
that.
In other words, Lowell Dunmar, you know who he is?
Yeah.
That is, of course, he's gone now as Ellis' husband. He rented, I went up there to see him one time, because he lived right next door to me in Linwood. That's where we got acquainted. So, I was up there one time, and he said, Cliff, he says, I'd like to move to Alhambra. Because they had moved from Linwood to Alhambra, and he was an insurance man. And I says, well, I says, pretty nice town. He said, let's go out and look around. So we went out and looked around. We seen two or three houses for rent. He says, you like any of those houses? I said, yeah, but I said, hell, I can't move. I ain't got no money. Well, but you really would like to move, huh? And I said, yeah. He says, well, what house do you prefer? And I told him. He went down and rented it. Paid the rent, had the gas put in, had the water put in. Says everything's paid for and ready for you to move up there. So that's how I moved to Harbor.
And what'd you do for work then?
Oh, let's see. I believe that I was working for Angelus then. I think I got a job with Angelus before I left Linwood. I think I was with Angelus then. And I stayed with Angelus until 1946.
Okay, so you started with Angelus.
Yeah.
And in 1931,
32. Something like
right
that.
After Doretta was born.
Yeah, yeah. She was only a year old when I went to work at Angelus.
At Angelus.
Yeah.
And you stayed there until what, 1946?
46. And all during the war.
So you were the plant superintendent there?
I was when I left.
Yeah, when you left.
Mm-hmm.
Then where did you go?
Worked for the California Coast for 2 or 3 years.
As doing what?
Building radio cabinets.
Radio cabinets. That
yeah.
Was that the Hoffman?
Well, we built cabinets for Hoffman.
And Sears and Roebuck?
Yeah, and Sears and Roebuck, yeah. And then...
You were the superintendent there, right?
Yeah. And then I left there and went in business, in the restaurant business up there on Garfield and Alhambra.
How long did that last?
Oh, about a year and a half, I guess.
Now, at that time, Doretta was a little older, wasn't it?
Yeah. She was up in high school, I think. That
yeah, I know she didn't like restaurants.
No, no, yeah, I couldn't get her by the hand at the counter. And then Earl Call got a hold of me. He was one of the foremen at Angie's when I was there. He was a cabinet room foreman. And he was, of course, we kept in touch with each other all the time. But anyhow, he came up for one time. He says, Cliff, he says, you making any money? I said, hell no, I ain't making money working myself to death. I said, I'm going to have to close it up. He says, I know where you can get a job. I said, where? He says, down at Morris. He says, they need a mill foreman. He says, how about coming down tomorrow and have a talk with the superintendent? So I went down every old Monday. He introduced me to the superintendent, Earl Luke. I spent a couple, 3 hours in his office just talking. We were, didn't necessarily talk about the job. And that's why homie says, can you come back tomorrow? I says, yeah, I guess so. So I went back and we had another station there, and we never talked about the work. We never talked about the job or anything. We just talked. So that went on for 3 days. And he says, can you come back Friday? I says, no. I says, I can't come back Friday. He says, why? Well, I says, hell, I got to get me a job. I says, I got to go to work. Well, hell, he says, you've been working ever since Monday.
As the superintendent?
I says, doing what? He says, mill foreman.
Mill foreman.
Yeah.
That's Morris Mania.
Morris Furniture Company.
Morris Furniture Company. Was that the one on Alameda Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I says, you never said nothing about it. I said, well, he said, I didn't need to.
You're the one that built that bedroom set that's sitting down in the garage then, right?
Oh,
it was white. Remember when Dred and I got married, you got us a bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
That's where it was built, Morris Manufacturing.
Yeah, Morris Furniture Company.
And at that time when you built it, were you the plant foreman or the superintendent?
No, I was plant foreman. Mill foreman.
Mill foreman.
Yeah, I had 47 people working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, at one time you had a lot more people than that working for you, wasn't it?
Well, not at Morris.
Well, was it Angela?
It was Angela's when I had 800 people in Angeles. But theoretically, I was just superintendent by name. I didn't run the plant.
That's why you left, wasn't it?
Well, I left because the old man and I had a fight.
And what was his name? Siskin.
Siskin. Yeah.
Which one was it that gave you the 1948 DeSoto?
That was an accident here. California Coast. California Coast. That was in 1950. What are you ashes?
Use the wooden ones over there.
Well, yeah, I see them. I was just getting ready to.
Well, it sounds like you had some responsible jobs.
Yeah.
But you know, when you told me the story once before, I was amazed. I had no idea that you worked in Utah as a conductor on a streetcar, or that you'd worked for this sugar beet company. Well, I got that down there, so we'll...
So that's for 28 cents an hour. And after we separated, I lived in the best hotel in Salt Lake City.
What was that? What was the name of that?
Oh, I don't remember now. But, you know, when we got out the end of the line, I'd get out and throw the nickels up to the trolley wire, and those that stayed up there belonged to the company, and those that come down was mine.
I don't understand.
In other words, I knocked down.
That was dishonest.
I know it was, but I had to live. And half of the streetcars didn't run anyway, because you couldn't get over and run them during the war. So,
this was what war? World War One?
Yeah.
Well, did they catch you at it and fire you because you were?
Yeah, I was caught a couple times, but I didn't get fired because they didn't have no one else to run it. Yeah, half the streets I never did get on the streets because you couldn't get no help during the war. Mm. Yeah.
They still have a lot of Mormons there in Salt Lake when you were living?
Yeah. Nicest bunch of people you ever lived around in your life.
Mm-hmm. Very industrious, aren't they?
Huh? Well, they treated They treated us as one of them. But I didn't like their religion. I'm still doing. But the people that live in Salt Lake City is a little bit different than people like Scott. I don't know why, but
well, I'll just forget that part.
They just made me feel home in Salt Lake City.
What'd you do before you met your first wife? That goes way back. But when did you get married?
I worked for Urich Revolving Door Factory, and that's where I learned my trade. I put in 3 years.
Where was this?
In Independence. We made those revolving doors. I think at that time they was the only company in the United States that made revolving doors.
For department stores and hotels?
Yeah, you know, those big, round, great big doors.
You made them, and what you do, ship them off to them and have somebody install them in the department stores and the office buildings and all that?
Well, we made the complete deal there in the plant. And then, of course, these contractors would buy them nationally. I don't remember just how they handled it, but they would have to be KD. And it, to a certain extent.
What do you mean, KD?
Well, knocked down. You know, in other words, it wasn't... But hell, they were big. Great big glass doors. Doors cost thousands of dollars a piece, even at that time.
What was the wood framing around them? That must have been oak or something. What did you use for wood? Oak wood or what?
I don't remember now. But, you know, we had to make moldings. You know, they were all around. So all this molding and everything had to be steamed and bent in forms in order to, you know, to make it. In other words, I imagine the top was, I imagine it was at least 8-10 feet of, you know, cost. They were big. Mm-hmm. All glass, copper. Boy, they was expensive.
Okay. 3 years at that place where you're making revolving doors in Independence.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of the company already. What was that?
Urich.
Yeah.
I worked.
How'd you get into that?
Well, I wanted to learn a trade.
How old were you?
14.
14 years old.
Mm-hmm. And I worked 6 months for 10 cents an hour. And I think they held back a little. Then I worked the next year for 15 cents an hour. And they held back a nickel an hour. And then I worked the next year for 20 cents an hour. And they held back 7.5 cents an hour, which I was to get at the end of the 3 year contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back a little bit. Now, before 1914, were you going to school or what?
No, I quit school. I quit school, I think, when I was 13 years old.
13? Well, that was just a year before you started your learning your trade then.
Yeah, I never did get out of fifth grade.
Yeah, well, you were 13 then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said at one time, I don't know how old you were, 13 or something, you went back to visit an uncle and...
Yeah, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, he lived in Franklin.
Franklin, Indiana.
Franklin, Indiana.
What was his name again?
Riggs.
Riggs. Oh. What was his first name?
Ryle.
Ryle Riggs.
Ryle Riggs.
And how long were you back there?
Oh, a couple of 3 months.
Just 2 or 3 months.
They wanted to adopt me when I was a baby, but folks wouldn't.
That was an uncle, huh?
Yeah, and he was rich.
Well, an uncle on whose side of your
mother's side?
Your mother's side.
Yeah.
But you were only back there a couple of months.
Yeah, I did.
And then prior to you went back there, what, were you at school or just working?
Well, I can't really remember. I guess I made a living somewhere at it. You know.
Well, at 13, you had to be doing something. School?
Well, I wasn't going to school, no. I quit school.
I see, you were born in what,
1897?
1897. 3. In 1907, you would have been 10 years old.
Yeah.
What were you doing when you were 10 years old in 1907?
I was going to school.
Yes. Yeah, right in
well, I went to a country school called the Peter School out there west of Independence.
To what school?
Peter.
Peebler?
Peebler School, just a country school.
How do you spell Peebler?
I don't know.
P-E-B, Peebler School. It was a country school outside of Independence.
Yeah, and the, our teacher.
Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
Yeah, one-room schoolhouse. He had everybody, he had all the kids in the country around there that, from, summer at that time they call it, to the eighth grade. You know, he taught the whole business.
Well, where were you living when you were going to school? You were living at home then?
We just lived on a farm out there west of Independence.
West of Independence. How far west there?
About 2 miles.
About 2 miles west.
About 2 miles.
That was your mother and father?
Where yeah, they, at that time, they was, you know, they were still together. And they would lease a farm. You know how those farmers done back there. They leased
tenant farmers.
Yeah, tenant farm, yeah. And we lived on two or three different farms there around the Independence.
Working, he was working as a tenant farmer then.
Yeah, and then we finally moved into Independence, and my mother separated. They separated, I think, when I was about, 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I stayed at home until...
Is that when she was going with this attorney or something?
No, she didn't go to work for that attorney until after I was married.
After you were married. And those were the ones that had your father committed to,
No, that was my, father's, brother's wife's folks.
What was their name?
Well, of course, my brother, his brother's name was Clifford. But his wife, she was a Brewster. And her father was a lawyer of some kind. But you see, it all come about when Uncle Rob died. He left Dad, according to what I was told and everything, $500. But his wife, which was a daughter of the attorney, they refused to pay it. And Dad kept fighting with him, see, back and forth for 4 or 5 years.
Did he, your father have an attorney?
I suppose he did. I don't know. But anyhow, Brewster got tired of it and took him to court and had him proved insane and sent him to Osawatomie.
Sent him to Osawatomie. How long was he in Osawatomie?
Oh, he must have been up there 3 or 4 years.
And what about what years was he in Osawatomie, you remember?
I don't know. I got him out of there in 1917.
You got him out of
there. Yeah.
How did you do that?
I agreed to, I was living in Tulsa at the time, and I agreed to take him out of the state.
Take him out of?
See, I was married.
Well, you agreed to take him out of the state of Kansas.
Yeah. So.
So they released him.
They released him in my your care.
In your care.
And I took him to Tulsa. And he wasn't crazy by any stretch of the imagination. So, I don't know what I done it or whether he done it or what, but anyhow, he finally proved himself that he could go back to Kansas. You know, if he agreed not to cause any trouble or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it stayed from then on until he killed himself.
How did he commit suicide?
Carbolic acid.
Carbolic acid? What a horrible way to...
He drank 4 ounces of carbolic acid. See, he tried to hang himself. He was staying with my sister at the time.
What town was he staying in?
Independence.
In Independence.
And he was staying with my sister. And,
Sister?
Lila.
Lila.
My older sister. Vandresser was his name.
She was married to, Perry at the
Perry.
Time.
So Perry went out to barn one morning and found him hanging, but he wasn't dead, so he cut him down. And And I said, what did you do that for? So, I don't know the story, but anyhow, he said, I'm going to kill myself one way or another. So, a few days later, he got a hold of some strychnine and drank it.
Oh, I thought you said carbolic acid.
Strychnine.
Oh, you can buy that at the drugstore.
Yeah, on prescription. I don't know how he got it.
They used it to kill rats. That's how they get it from the local drug.
I don't know anything about local that drug. But anyhow, he killed himself. Whatever it was, I'm pretty sure it was strychnine. But anyhow,
his stomach. Yeah. Didn't you say one time that you went down to Texas at one time? Who was it? You and your brother? Or?
No, he just and I went down to Fort Worth one time. That was before we ever went west. That was before we ever come to Colorado.
Mm. And what'd you do in Fort Worth?
Nothing. Got sick and went back home. Mm. And you see, I had the fever. That was five times, but the last time was in 1919, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I laid in bed for 9 weeks. I lived on castor oil and Coca-Cola for 9 weeks.
And this was where? In
Independence. I went back to Independence. And of course, I was married at the time. And my mother-in-law was a nurse.
Well, where did you and Edith ultimately divorce? That's when you were in Denver, when you ultimately got a divorce, you and Edith.
I'm not that very damn sure whether I got a divorce or not.
Well, we'll keep that.
I was served papers. And
she probably got the divorce, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was served the papers in the morning, and I got in the car that afternoon and left Denver and went back home.
Just served the papers and you left, huh?
Yeah, since she served me the papers, I quit my job and left.
You don't know whether the divorce decree was ever finalized or not. It probably was.
Mom says it was.
Oh, it would be there in the court records in Denver, right?
Oh, she got a divorce, so.
You know, if she...
Well, I mean, I never fought it, and it wasn't near the...
Yeah, I understand
I
that,
had nothing
but,
to
you
it.
Know,
it,
when was that? When was that when she filed divorce? Or served you with the papers?
Oh, well, I suppose it was 1923.
You don't remember what month? Whether it was winter or summer?
I don't remember now. Well, it must have been in March.
March of what again?
1923, I'm guessing.
1923, yeah.
But anyhow, I went back there and, all of a sudden I was married within a month after that. Mm-hmm.
Do that again.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to miss it again. I-